He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. John 21:17. Good morning to each and every listener of the broadcast. I am so very happy to be coming your way with some of the word of the Lord. I've chosen to discuss the life of the Apostle Peter. I believe our love for the Lord can be strengthened by looking at this wonderful character. He had his moments of weakness in the flesh, but the Spirit gave him plenty of grace to overcome the flesh. This he did. Consider. Some people seem to think that Peter was a cowardly man and one who made somewhat of a failure in life. But this is not so. Although he was weak in the flesh, yet he was strong and determined in the Spirit. Here lay the foundation of his success. When he failed in the flesh, his courageous, determined spirit revived him at heart and caused him to take courage and continue in the faith. Many a good person, through his own weakness, falls beneath the standard of his purpose for a season, but still retains a deep love and reverence toward God. Peter was one of this sort, and though he made many blunders, mistakes, and failures, yet he made a wonderful success of life and sealed his testimony by his death. We first learn of Peter as a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus, walking by one day, called him, and immediately Peter forsook all and followed him. Not long after this, he allowed an act which showed himself to be quite an impulsive man. This weakness, though quite prevalent in the human race, nearly always leads its occupant into forwardness, which usually results in shame, and shame brings discouragement. Peter was in a boat with the disciples, and seeing Jesus walking upon the water, he became anxious to do likewise. This act could only be performed by faith. However, Jesus, at Peter's request, called him and he started. He walked for a short distance, then became fearful and doubting. He began to sink. Immediately he called upon Jesus to save him. Jesus put forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The other disciples also saw and heard all this. However, Peter does not seem to be discouraged yet, but rather continues in good hope and faith. Not long afterwards, Jesus was teaching his disciples, and some of them said, This is an hard saying. Who can hear it? From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus said to the 12, Will ye also go away? It was Peter who answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John 6:66. Here's a wonderful thing, a truth which makes the apostle even stronger than his human weakness. He knows now that there is but one way and one faith. Doubtless he concluded that if he makes a failure of this, he makes a failure of all. So, taking heed to the words of the Master, he counts the cost. He decides that if by his human weakness he should err from the truth or fall by the wayside, there is but one thing to do, simply to retrace his steps and continue in his faith. For there was but one way by which he can hope to enter into life eternal, and he knows that it is he who endures unto the end that shall be saved. Another time, Jesus was addressing a company of people, telling them he must suffer many things of the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and finally be killed. But Peter, being rather forward, rebuked him, saying, It shall not be so unto thee. But Jesus turned and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Matthew 16:23. What a strong rebuke this poor man received so soon after he had forsaken all to follow his master. He no doubt thought he knew better than the Lord, and that those things would not be. But now, before all, he's put to shame and told by his master that he is an offense unto him. However, it seems that even this did not discourage Peter. Perhaps he thought within himself, if the Lord will only bear with me in this thing, I'll prove my love and wisdom in the future. So on he goes with good courage. Now after this, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John and led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And there appeared unto them Elias with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were so afraid. Here again the apostle shows himself weak. For most men, when they know not what to say, know enough to say nothing, even as did the other apostles. However, Peter's natural disposition and manner often ruled and brought him to shame, yet not to discouragement. Not long after this, when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he said to them, Verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Then Peter answered and said, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Here already is another manifestation of the apostle's human disposition. He makes himself more forward than any other of the disciples. Though he's only an ignorant, unlearned man, his inquisitiveness seems to give him no rest until he knows all the whys and wherefores about matters. About this time it appears that Jesus recognized the weakness of Peter's humanity and realized that Satan would try him on many lines because of this. So he called him and said unto him, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. Luke 22:31. Surely, this was consolation to poor Peter, who already had made so many blunders. About that same time, Jesus said to his disciples, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered abroad. Peter answered, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said to him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Then came the soldiers and laid hands upon Jesus and took him. And Peter stretched out his hand and drew his sword, striking his servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. This was an impulsive carnal act which displeased the Lord. So he reproved Peter in the presence of all the people and told him to put up his sword. Matthew 26:52. Doubtless this experience brought some degree of discouragement and shame to the apostle. But still he plods along, realizing that this experience is making him wise. He's learning that in many ways a man's hindrances and discouragements come not directly from the enemy, as one might suppose, but rather through his own human weakness. When Jesus was led away, Peter followed him unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. He's putting forth a bold effort to fulfill his testimony to his master that he would follow him even unto death. Soon they began to persecute Jesus and to falsely accuse and ridicule him. They smote him with the palms of their hands and spoke all manner of evil against him. Poor Peter saw all this, and courage failed him. When one said unto him, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee, he denied it. Soon another said, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied, saying, I do not know the man. After a while others came, and each said, Surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him before the cock crow, Thou shalt deny me thrice. Then his heart was filled with great sorrow because of the miserable failure he had made. Already the word of his testimony was broken, but still at heart he loved his master. Doubtless he remembered that shortly before this he had been warned by Jesus to pray lest he should fall into temptation. But instead of praying, he had fallen asleep. Oh, if he had only prayed. Perhaps he then remembered that Jesus had said, I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. What wonderful words of comfort. Must he then fail in this great test? No. His tender heart of true love for the Master was broken up, and when he could stand it no longer, he went out and wept bitterly. See Matthew 26. However, about this time Christ was crucified, and those were dark days of disappointment for all the disciples. In Luke 24, we find that according to the Scriptures, Christ rose from the grave on the third day, and one of the disciples to whom he revealed himself was Peter. It seems that Jesus, in his great mercy and compassion, looked upon Peter as one who at heart had dearly loved him all the time, but through weakness and fear was driven to deny him, even contrary to his own convictions. At heart, Peter really loved the Lord and fully repented. Our Father, we thank thee for the opportunity to bring thy word over the air this day. Bless each listener of the broadcast, and may they find strength through the courage that Peter had to overcome the flesh and to live and walk in the Spirit. Bless the unsaved. Deal with each and every heart, and may they come to repentance ere it be too late. And thine shall be the praise and the glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks to each and every listener who've taken time to write us and tell us they enjoy the broadcast and get a blessing from it. We appreciate you. We appreciate those who help us keep the message on the air from week to week. May the dear Lord bless you richly both now and forever. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always. And a very cheerful goodbye.